She got dirt. And she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Michi, how the hell are you over there?
Huh? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah.
And Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, they broke up, Jenny.
I know. I know. My daughter Sasha the other night came running into my room when I was sick and was like, can you believe it? Did you see the news? And I'm like, no, I'm still watching Orange is the New Black. I'm still binge watching that after 12 hours.
Yep.
I'm like, what's going on? She's like, Kylie and Travis, they broke up, Mom. I thought they were trying to work on things for Stormy.
Right.
So what's going on?
Well, the rumors were that Travis Scott was on tour with like a mystery chick and like took her to all these stops and stuff like that.
He would have to be the stupidest man alive.
No,
I mean, honestly.
Super dumb.
You're going to lose a billionaire? She's a billionaire.
Yep.
Like, she's worth $1 billion, Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even just about that. Of course, you're just supposed to have, like, common respect for the woman that you made a baby with.
Absolutely.
But, of course, a lot of times that goes out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So bring back that billionaire aspect to it.
Exactly.
I mean, a billionaire?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cheat on a billionaire. All right, sorry. Wow.
And, but I heard the rumors are not true. So the decision to break things off came, like, weeks ago. I guess they've been on this whole, like, honeymoon phase, you know, having fun, touring, traveling, doing all this stuff. But then they came home and was like, oh.
Now we got to live with each other.
We have to really do this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So friends are saying that they fell out of love. I guess they've been trying things for the past couple months. Kylie said it wasn't a bad breakup. It wasn't nasty. She said Travis and I are on great terms, and our main focus now is Stormy.
Okay.
So just co-parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the internet makes everything 100 times more dramatic. And I guess there was rumors out there that she got back with Tyga.
So there was another rumor, according to my daughter, Sasha, that she went to Tyga's recording studio the other night.
So she cleared it up. She said there was no 2 a.m. date with Tyga. You just saw me drop two of my friends off at a studio that he just happened to be at.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm.
But I mean, my thing is like, why would you leave Travis Scott to go be with Broke Tyga?
Very true.
I mean, every like we read a story once a month where something's being repossessed or he's being kicked out of somewhere.
Yep.
And remember, at one point, she was like buying everything for Tyga.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of saying, like, that's kind of going way backwards.
And I thought it was like some type of publicity stunt because Travis got a new single coming out Friday.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, maybe it's like they try
maybe
to
it
know,
is.
Put something out there.
Maybe
but
it is.
She's saying it's not true. They just co-parenting and just, you know, they're going to work it out.
All right. Well, they can have a healthy whatever.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Plus, you know, a while back, supposedly, he was, you know, being accused of cheating a while back.
Yep.
So maybe after ever since then, like, she's got some super great evidence on him, and she's salty about it.
Yeah.
Because it takes a very long time after you find out someone cheated on you to actually even want to look in their face again.
I honestly think it was the documentary that, like, broke this thing off.
Really? So talk to me about that.
Because the documentary, it showed, like, Travis Scott doing this whole big album, and he was putting in all this work, and then remember he didn't get the Grammy.
Right.
He lost to Cardi B.
So?
I think Kylie sat next to him and was just watching like, wow, I'm with number two.
I'm like, no, she's
and
like,
I'm a billionaire.
She's like, I'm a billionaire. The money always matters.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of money, Wendy Williams has to pay her ex-husband who cheated on her and had a baby, Kevin Hunter, $250,000 so that he can find a new home to live in.
Wow. Okay.
Why can't he go live with his baby's mom?
Right.
Like the one he was taking the trip over there to go see.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't he just jack up with her?
That's crazy.
So anyway, they've been, I guess, you know, deciding what's going to happen financially in their divorce.
Yep.
And they actually, you know, been sitting down and talking about it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now they decided that she's going to pay him $250,000 so that he can secure new living arrangements. Now, he has to vacate their home in New Jersey.
Yep.
In Livingston, New Jersey. They actually put up their big mansion. Up for sale during the summer, and now he has to leave there. Meanwhile, she already moved out a long time ago. She's been living in a swanky apartment in Manhattan, living it up for $15,000 per month.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the reason why they're getting divorced is the fact that he brought in a baby into the world with his mistress, Sharina Hudson, who he is supposedly seeing for, like, almost 10 years, behind Wendy's back, spending her money.
That's crazy.
On Sharina.
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, now he's got to leave that home, but Wendy has to buy a new home for him and Sharina to play house in together.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. It's just, it's like, that to me is so backwards. But supposedly, according to an inside source, Wendy Williams has been playing nice with him just to get him to sign the damn divorce papers.
Wow.
So she probably said, okay, you know what? You want this little $250,000? Take it.
Mm-hmm.
Move out. Go be with your mistress. Let me move on with my life.
True.
Because remember, she's dating a doctor now.
Mm-hmm.
She moved up in the world.